all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
What you doing? Who you with?
Folks, back in the Boss Man Show here with my bro Donnie Tindall, new coach of Chipola Indians, JUCO school down in Florida. Coach, bro, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, Boss Man. I'm doing well. As you know, anytime you take a job over, you're ripping and running and trying to put a team together. We only have two returning players, so it's been nonstop in regard to recruiting and getting out in the community as much as we can, trying to meet some people, and it's been great. It really has. This is a great situation, a great job, and I'm certainly blessed and feel fortunate for the opportunity.
How's it feel to be back in the ranks of in college where you're comfortable at? Because I know you was in the NBA for the last few years and with the Raptors and the Pistons, and now you're back in your element in coaching college ball. So how's it feel to be back in your element after what happened to you years ago?
Well, I tell you, it's exciting. I really grew to enjoy the pro game, as you and I have talked about several times. I learned a great deal as a coach and feel like I grew through the entire process, both from what happened at Tennessee to being in the G League and getting some NBA experience. All that has made me a better coach, and I'm excited to be back in college because not that the pro situation you can't impact or influence young people's lives, but at this level, you truly do impact the young person's life, and you can kind of shape and mold and mentor them to help them as they become grown men.
Most definitely, because I see most of the guys at that level are They think they're the guy already. They feel like they're trying to accomplish and make some money. So it's really a business at that point, right? It's not so much of maybe the mold a guy wins about business. I want to get me some coins, right? So I can say having the guys coming to you at the college level, you can mold the young men, meet them as a high schooler and mold them from that and build a relationship with them that you a true bond with the guys, not just a, hey, you're my coach for now. Help me make some more money. So I think it's good for you to be back in your element, man.
Yeah, it is. And I think what you just said is so true. You know, the NBA guys probably get a bad rap from the casual fan that they don't work hard or they don't want to be coached. That's not it. They work extremely hard, and they do want to be coached. But at the end of the day, it's going to always be about them bettering themselves, getting a better contract, a better opportunity. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But most of these guys are grown men. They've already been molded or mentored or shaped into who they are and what type of person they are. And so you don't have as much of an impact on that side of their life as you do at this level. So it's give and take. There's certainly some advantages of dealing with a more mature guy, and it's nothing but basketball. There's no off-the-floor issues or things that you're dealing with in regard to going to class or missing a tutoring appointment, et cetera. But you also don't have that chance or that opportunity to really, you know, be a major impact in their life as a person or as a father figure or as a big brother, however you want to word that.
Most definitely. And, Coach, I know you said you had down to two guys on the roster returning, so what kind of guys are you targeting for this upcoming season for at Chipotle there? Because I know it's one of the best JUCO jobs in America, first and foremost. And so kind of describe to us the job is in general and what the kind of guys that you want to actually bring into your program down there.
Well, it's a great junior college situation. When you look at Chipotle College, they have four sports here, men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and softball. And in the last 15 years, baseball has won three national titles, softball has won two national titles, women's basketball has won a national title, and Chipotle hasn't won a national championship, but they've been right there with great teams for many, many years. And so it's a great situation. They're committed to winning. They have a president in Dr. Clemens and an athletic director in Jeff Johnson who have a great vision for what they want Chipotle basketball to be, and I'm excited about that. I think what a lot of people don't understand is how good the players are in this league. It's a great league. The Panhandle Conference is the toughest junior college conference in the country. You got Northwest Florida, you've got Pensacola, you got Tallahassee, ourselves. I mean, Gulf Coast has a great coach and program there, so it's a very, very competitive league. And to give you an example, there's a kid in our league that just committed about a week ago to University of Louisville. So it gives you an idea of the type of players you have to be competitive at this level. Very good, talented guys that have to be at least Division I caliber, or you're not going to give yourself a chance to win.
Most definitely. And so recruiting a JUCO guy, Coach, you know, is it more of like a good lower major guy kind of level for what level you need in JUCO level, or it's kind of a, I know you can't get the high major guys, of course, into come JUCO, but more like a more borderline, you know, mid-major conference and below kind of guys, which kind of guys you're targeting now for the JUCO thing more so than you would if you was a Southern Miss or Morehead State?
Yeah, I think it's probably, you know, the level of the Morehead State and the Southern Miss type guy for the most part. But, you know, as I just mentioned, you're going to have a guy or two from each team that sign in a Power 5 conference. You know, like I just said, the kid committed to Louisville. I think we'll have a couple guys in our program that are going to be recruitable in Power 5 leagues. So I think you've got to have at least OVC, Sun Belt Conference, USA type players to win in this league. And if you do, if you are fortunate to get a Power 5 guy or two, then obviously that's going to put you ahead of the curve. But there are several guys like that in our league. So you've got to have a couple of those guys running around.
Most definitely. And something you learned a great deal about in every one of your jobs is player development. Because everywhere you've been at, you develop high-level talent that's played in the pros today. And, you know, even with the G League team, your team improved. daily. You was around the Raptors and had a big on player development. So talk about how your background and player development coach and how it's going to help these young men at the JUCO level get to a Power 5 school come their junior year once they spend 2 years with you, learning from you in your program.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is, and we even did it in the G League, boss man, is how we practice every day. The work habits that we're going to form from day one, the culture that we're going to have, the expectations that are going to be demanded. It's going to be something that prepares these guys for the Division I level. I think when you look across my background from Kenneth Fareed at Morehead State to Josh Richardson moving into the point guard position at Tennessee, those guys were basically on nobody's NBA radar until later on in their career, and then they exploded and had great careers under me, Kenneth, all 4 years, Josh's senior year. And then we go to G League, and you've got Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam that were rookies on our G League championship team and part of their development. And then obviously this past year with a guy like Dante Hall, getting him 2 10-day call-ups, helping Jordan Bone continue to grow and evolve as a player. So we've had a lot of experience in developing and growing players, and I think the biggest selling point that we can make is, look, there's examples of guys we've put into the next level or helped them grow to get to the next level, and coaches across the country are going to respect our staff and myself for preparing and demanding the same things they're going to expect and have as demands at the Division I level. So I think that'll be a big selling point for us in recruiting. And then I think once we start playing and guys are in here watching our guys practice and compete every day, that'll be a huge advantage for our guys in their recruitment.
Most definitely, because I'll tell you what, the key thing about it, a guy can know that, hey, my coach can prepare me for my future, especially at that level, JUCO level, of course, because they want to get a D1 scholarship, of course. And like you said, your pedigree is one of a kind. And you've developed for years, coach, and you're big on relationships, and you're a guy you can trust. You, like a lot of coaches out here, a lot of their players, you're real with your players. So that's another point too, the fact that you're real. You don't sugarcoat nothing. You tell them how it is, and you're going to tell them how to do it the right way. You want to help them as much as you can, but if they don't want your help, it's on them. God help them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I think that's the only way you can have a relationship with people is to be honest. I mean, if you can't tell a kid what he needs to improve in or what he has to do better, and them not, you know, be offended or hide or cower away from that, then you really can't help the guy. And in the flip side, if I'm, you know, BSing them and not telling them the truth and just trying to get them to the floor and not make them better or hold them accountable, then I'm doing them a disservice. So it's a two-way street. You know, guys have to want to be coached, and guys have to want to be developed and pushed, and then it's my job to do those things and hold them accountable. And, you know, that was one thing you and I talked about off the air many times, is I wasn't sure if I could do that at the NBA level with those G League players and some NBA guys that we would have at times during the season. But I was pleasantly surprised. We were. I was very, very direct, straightforward with those guys. They never wavered from who I am as a coach or what my personality is. And those guys embraced it. They did, because they knew at the heart of my teaching and at the heart of my lessons I was trying to give them, it was for their betterment. And I think it'll be the same thing here. These guys are going to understand it's not easy. And, yes, I'm going to hurt their feelings at times with tough love, but it's all going to be to help them grow and develop and ultimately reach their goals and dreams.
And one thing about it, Coach, I watched your team multiple nights on the stream, on the G League stream, and your guys played hard for you. Even in timeouts, they pay attention to you. Those guys never checked out on you. You was coaching them hard. You was giving them give the business sometimes, but they always gave you respect. And I could tell that about your team. So, like you see, you know, your tough love is only with the one goal in mind, helping those guys improve. And if they know that about you, like I know that about you, those guys at Chipola gotta have a blessing of a coach and a person to have in their corner.
Well, I appreciate, you know, and you saying that, because, again, I wasn't positive going into the G League season if my guys would respond the way they did, but they were fantastic. I had a great group. Our general manager, John Phelps, put together a nice roster, and we worked hand in hand with that. And they were guys that were coachable. They were tough. They wanted discipline. They wanted to be held accountable. And that's not always easy. But to their credit, they did exactly that. And you're right. So many times in huddles at different levels, the coach is talking or drawing something up, and guys aren't looking at them, or they're daydreaming or looking at the crowd. And my guys, they were. You're exactly right. They were locked in. They were focused. And I appreciate that. And I think it'll be the same way here. Guys continue to grow and develop and improve every day and appreciate us for how hard we push them.
And Coach, how has the community treated you so far in Mariana down there? You're a new guy in town. I know a lot of people want to see you, but now with COVID-19, you can't get too close to too many people right now. But how's the community treating you right now, and how are you enjoying the Panhandle life so far?
Well, I tell you what, people have went out of their way to welcome us, my staff and I, and my folks have came in for a couple of weeks trying to help me get organized. And, you know, you go in a restaurant, people are coming up introducing themselves and excited you're here in Mariana. And it's a really cool small college town, a lot like when I was at Moorhead. I call it a common ear community where people just want to have a little bit of ownership in the program in a good way. They want to spend some time with you. They want to get to know you. They're going to want to get to know our players. And that's exciting to me because I'm a people-friendly person. I like to meet people and get to know them and spend some time with them. And I think when you do that, then they're more apt to come out and support your team and rally behind what you're doing.
Mo Dela, Coach, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're back in your element, bro. I really appreciate your friendship, first and foremost, and your time, as always. And I'll be looking at you, Coach, for scores now. This is first in my career, but since you're down there, man, I'll be paying attention more to the JUCO game now going forward for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, man. As we talked about, I got a four-bedroom house, so you come stay at my crib, and we'll watch some ball, go grab some seafood at night, and maybe even go over to the beach. Panama City's only 45 minutes away, so come on, man. Love to have you.
Hey, Coach, as soon as Florida calm down a little bit, Coach, I'll be down there waiting to see you, man. As soon as it calms down, I'll be that way, bro.
I love it, buddy. All right, man. I appreciate you, boss, man.
Anytime, bro. Thanks again. I'm always, brother. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Yes, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's Donnie Tindall from the Boss Man Up.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.